Time for some extremely local news from Block Club Chicago. Jen Sabella with us. And first, let's talk about these new guidelines for how to go for a walk or bike ride safely. Where did this come from, Jen?
Good morning, Bob. So this has actually been a contentious issue. If you've looked at social media, there's a lot of fighting going on about people who are out for a walk or a run or a bike ride. Though the governor and Mayor Lori Lightfoot said it's okay to go out and get exercise, some people are not happy when they see people exercising. So the Active Transportation Alliance, they do a lot of advocacy surrounding cycling and pedestrian safety. They rolled out some new guidelines just to give people, I think people just haven't felt like a sense of clarity. Like, am I allowed to do this? Am I not? I feel like I'm being punished or like yelled at for going outside. Basically, the guidelines are this. If you have to go out to get groceries or exercise. Exercise is something that is essential. Just don't make, you know, a whole day of it. So their recommendation is if you're going to go out and exercise, like take that time in your day. For example, I usually go in the morning, early morning, go for a run when there's not that many people out, and cover your face with a cloth mask or, you know, a bandana if you are out. So those are two of the Active Transportation Alliance guidelines. Keep at least 6 feet between yourself and others. And I know that on narrow Chicago sidewalks, that's not always an easy thing to do. What I personally have been doing is if you see a mom with a stroller or someone with three dogs, you know, coming down the sidewalk, I cross the street or I run like a little bit in the street just to get past them and then get back on the sidewalk. Just, you know, if you have the mobility to move out of the way for someone who may not, do that.
Yeah,
if it's more of a whole, you know, it's pretty common sense, but there have been pretty nasty fights online about this stuff.
Yeah,
so
I think
that we're just trying to calm people down.
Plenty of room in the street. Not a lot of cars these days. No excuse.
Exactly. Just look before you go.
Also on our front lines, we have mental health professionals trying to do their part as well, don't we?
We do. So the state last weekend, honestly, I don't remember what day it is anymore, but the state rolled out their Call for Calm program, which is connecting people with therapists. So I know a lot of people already have their therapists and they've moved to Zoom therapy or over the phone. But for people who haven't felt the need to go to therapy until now, or people who can't afford a therapist, the state has a free hotline. All you need to do is text TALK, T-A-L-K, to 552-020, or Hablar in Spanish, to the same number, and they will connect you with a therapist. And they have partnered up with therapists and mental health organizations throughout the state, and a lot of these groups have not done this before, like TALK Therapy. They typically, the one that we wrote about, Thresholds, they work with vulnerable populations, so people with severe mental illnesses who aren't typically able to, you know, do things on their own or need a little help getting housing, or they're making sure they get their medications every month. So that team, which is typically out, you know, in the city meeting people, they can't do as much of that right now, so they are on the phone, and they're answering calls, connecting people to resources if they need them, and just, you know, being a voice to talk to if you're feeling really anxious about the current situation.
A great service right now. You text the hotline, and you get a call from a licensed counselor within 24 hours. So just text TALK to 552-020. And finally, I am afraid we're going to be hearing a lot of stories like this, the closing of a very popular restaurant in Bucktown.
This shocked me, this one. Toast, which operates in both Bucktown and Lincoln Park, it's been around since 1996. This place is packed all the time. It's one of those places you drive by on the weekend and there's just a big line wrapped around outside, or people like standing on their phones waiting to be called in. It is just one of those, you know, when you think of a wildly popular brunch spot, you think of Toast. Jeannie Roser, who has owned the place since she opened it in 1996, she said when her daughter was only 6 months old, she announced on Facebook last night that it was closing permanently. She did not say it was due to coronavirus. We are, you know, it seems like that is probably why.
Right.
But our reporter has reached out to Jeannie and is trying to get more information. But there are already 151 comments just on the Toast announcement on Facebook, just people sharing their memories of going there over the years. It's, I mean, this is one of those places that, you know, I heard about before I moved to the north side when I was living in the south side. It's like, you got to go to Toast. It was just one of those places.
Are they closing both both locations?
They are.
2046 Damon, North Damon, and 746 West Webster. Wow, that's a shame. Toast, around for 24 years. Great place. Sorry to hear about that. And brace yourself for more. Wow.
Exactly. Yeah, sadly. Right.
Jen Sabella, Block Club Chicago. Thanks, Jen. Appreciate it. Talk to you folks tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.